Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Rotterdam ever since, well, we've adopted her. I told her you wouldn't be able to speak to her, but when she saw you in the parade yesterday, she said you were Santa Claus, as she calls you, and you could talk to her. Well, I didn't know what to do.
Hallo, ik ben blij dat je gekomen bent.
Oh, damn Santa Claus.
Ja, ja, zeker.
He existed, Bill. Ik was zeker dat hij was zelf begrijpen.
Natuurlijk. Zeg maar wat je zou willen hebben, van Sinterklaas.
Niets. Ik heb van alles. Ik wil alleen maar bij deze lieve dame zijn.
Wil je wat door mij zingen?
Sinterklaas, kapoentje. Geef het in mijn schoentje. Geef het in mijn laarsje.
Dank u, Sinterklaasje. How about that? That's thank you. I know that much. Translating from Miracle on 34th Street. Remember that scene? Oh, Jay, you haven't really seen. You were making it a point to see. I think James said that he'd seen it, but I think you said it was yesterday or the day before.
I haven't seen the original.
Yeah, I know. The remake is nonsense. The original is what you got to see. And so hopefully hundreds of thousands of people that are listening to us right now are encouraged to watch it again or maybe find it for the first time. It's a good day program on December 20th, two-thirds of the way through the month. And winter solstice arrives later on. I think it's actually tomorrow afternoon. And then it's the first full day of winter is Friday, if not mistaken. So we have that to celebrate, depending on where you are and what you're doing weather-wise. We here in the Northeast had a walloping storm earlier in the week, and thousands, tens of thousands, actually hundreds of thousands of people up in Maine, here in Massachusetts. It was a fierce storm and knocked out power because the electric utility companies do not do a good job keeping the lines clear. So, you know, they'll tell you they're sending out trucks and they keep the line. That's nonsense. There are a lot of dead trees all along the roadways everywhere that have been killed by the salt that's been spread on the roads over the years. So when a 60, 70 mile an hour wind hits it, goodbye and see you later. It looks like it might be into the weekend before people have their power back, and it's just inexcusable. There's no, other than the corporate greed, I get it, because the people who run these companies are not interested in the public good, they're interested in the value of the stock. So that's what they get paid to do, is make sure the stock stays strong, and if you don't have a lot of expenses taking care of things, got lots of dough, so the stock is valuable. All right, so that's kind of the story behind the story with that, as Captain Grinch here, Captain Curmudgeon, welcomes you to Christmas.
It depends where you live, yeah.
Yeah, right, exactly. All right, so there's a holiday treat that was given to a lot of children thanks to 100 Black Men of South Florida. That's an organization sponsored a Christmas shopping spree for students who are standouts at various schools and in their communities as well. So they got $100 apiece. There are 300 of these, by the way. They were escorted by these 100 Black men through the Miami Gardens. They went into a Walmart there. Had a lot of volunteers from various organizations that had Santa hats on. It's kind of a cool picture. They got to pick out whatever they wanted. But with the gift they were given, they found that many of them chose to be blessed by others in the process, and that's not a bad thing. Here's a youngster who got a PlayStation, an extra PlayStation controller, so that she and her brother could play together. And then there were people that went and looked for school supplies, which is kind of a nice thing. See, that kind of motivation. Some got shoes. And so this is, again, smiling on the faces of children. This is more important for Christmas time. Yeah, we have the religious message that's important to many people. And you have the giving that's important to a lot of people. You have the receiving, which is important to a lot of people. And there's just all the way around, there's this feeling of oneness or wholeness or, I don't know, how would you describe it, Jay? What's the right word?
Well, yeah, yeah. No, all of that. The togetherness, really just being with each other, I think, more than anything else.
Yeah. Donating, if you will. So, okay. Now we get to the seriously silly stuff, in a manner of speaking. A lot of people will not think this is seriously silly. It's serious, but it also speaks to the silliness of the times that we live in, because a serious candidate for the presidency has been told that he cannot run in Colorado. He cannot be on the ballot in Colorado because of the January 6th riot in the Capitol. So the Colorado Supreme Court made a decision based on what they said was the 14th Amendment to the United States Constitution, which in this particular case bars Donald Trump from the presidential primary ballot in the state of Colorado. So, what will this do? You can absolutely be sure that the Supreme Court of the United States will get this. Whether they decide to hear it or not, that's the question. They may not. You never can tell. The ruling in Colorado is 4-3. But it'll be appealed, and there'll be a lot of criticism. The Trumpsters will be out there, right? The MAGAGAs. There'll be a lot of people who are happy about this and a lot of people who are angry about this. It's sort of the state of the country. But when a majority of justices in a state Supreme Court make a decision, and they say in the decision that they think they do that Trump engaged in insurrection. So
there are comments made that could have been taken one way or another. I still remember when he had said, Donald Trump had said, stand down. He told people stand down and stand by. That added stand by thing rose a lot of questions for people. But when it all comes down to it, my thought is, does it really matter? The Electoral College is who's going to put the president in place anyway.
How important is Colorado in the Electoral College process, one would wonder? I haven't got an answer to that question. I'm just asking it because it's one of the questions that people have been asking over the last, 18 hours since this decision was made. So they went on to say, President Trump's direct and express efforts over several months, exhorting his supporters to march to the Capitol to prevent what he falsely characterized as an alleged fraud on the American people, were indisputably overt and voluntary. Moreover, they wrote, quote, the evidence amply showed that Mr. Trump undertook all these actions to aid and further common unlawful purpose that he himself conceived and set in motion, preventing Congress from certifying the 2020 presidential election and stopping the peaceful transfer of power. In light of this, they continue to write, we conclude that because President Trump is disqualified from holding the office of president under Section 3, it would be a wrongful act under the election code for the secretary to list Trump as a candidate on the presidential primary ballot. And so they have stayed their ruling until January 4th because certainly there will be an appeal. The question now comes, will this be calmly and intelligently reviewed by the people who live in the state of Colorado, or a bunch of people going to get on a bus or a plane and go to Denver and spread out around the state and cause concern for any kind of, what are they going to do? And what is Trump going to do? What's he going to say? How is he going to enrage or engage the people who are his solid supporters? At any rate, this gets deeper and deeper and deeper. and more concerning, and the wonder of what it is that we have brought ourselves to. How are we so angry? How are we this? How are we this contorted in our country? And is there a way to fix the problem? That's really the whole thing. Is there a way to fix? What did you say, Jay?
I said that's a good question.
Yeah. Yep. And then there's the columnist E. Jean Carroll. The folks who are involved in this other, Rudy Giuliani, was it the other day he was told that he had to pay $100-something million to the people that he had maligned, saying that they were involved in the fraudulent Georgia election. And we look around and you keep looking at all of these these court filings, all the money that's being spent to defend, I put that word in quotation marks, Trump and his buddies. And so under the circumstances, what is that? I think Giuliani was $148 million. I think that was the number.
Yeah, it was something like huge,
two
yeah.
Workers. Yeah,
uh-huh.
Right. I don't think he
I think about it, if the election does come down to a Biden, another Biden administration for a second term or yeah. Trump getting back in, I see Trump trumping Biden. Like, no pun intended. I do not see Biden with a second term, which makes you wonder because he wasn't going to run for a second term until now he wants to because he wants to defeat Donald Trump. But to think, I don't know, just the audacity to think that you're the best candidate for your party.
Yeah. Well, where is there, that's the question, where is there a better one? Who's there? Gavin Newsom certainly isn't in the minds of most people who are objective thinkers. He's not the one. So I don't know about this guy, Dean Phillips.
We could get a third-party candidate up
well,
in there.
Well, that's the thing. Yeah, you know? A really good third-party. And the two who are rattling around now, or maybe there's three because of Lynn Cheney, but certainly you've got Kennedy, and you have Joe Manchin. And the more you mention Manchin, the more interesting he looks as well. So, all right, listen, it's a mess. Can't fix it now because it's 18 after the hour.
This is a special alert to all Americans who own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles with an auto warranty about to expire or with no warranty coverage at all. Due to a decline in the economy, CarShield is announcing a low-cost month-to-month vehicle protection plan that is now available to the public to save any driver out-of-pocket expenses on future auto repairs. Call now to find out how you can pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Yes, you heard that correctly. Pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. An open phone line has been established for all drivers to call for a free quick quote. Call 800-894-9190 now. Drivers who are covered will not have to pay for covered repairs again. This protection plan is at an all-time low. Additionally, drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Call us for your free quick quote today. 800-894-9190. That's 800-894-9190. What do you have to lose? Call 800-894-9190. Again, 800-894-9190.
Thanks for calling Discover. This is Anjali.
Hi, it's Jennifer Coolidge. I just got an alert for a strange charge on my card.
No problem. We make sure you're never held responsible for unauthorized purchases on your Discover card. Let's see. Did you purchase something from a t-shirt cannon store yesterday?
Absolutely not. No, I already have like three.
$0 fraud liability guarantee. It pays to Discover. Learn more at discover.com/creditcard. Limitations apply.
And now a message from Puffs Plus Lotion Tissues. Ordinary tissues can leave you with a red nose. So choose Puffs Plus Lotion for all of your blows. Puffs have lotion to soothe sensitive skin so you can wipe without wincing. It's a win-win. Puffs have cushiony thickness, which brings relief too, so the days of sore red noses are gone and through. When you're after soothing softness, a nose in need deserves Puffs indeed.
Anyone can fall victim to moving fraud. Know your rights and responsibilities.
There was never really a valid contract.
Movers must always give written estimates.
I was bound to an estimate, but it was after the fact.
Be sure that any document is complete before signing it, and that it includes information to determine the final charges.
It was a version that I had not seen before.
Visit protectyourmove.gov to download a free moving fraud prevention guide. Search for registered movers and view their complaint histories. Move with confidence.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
On the unparalleled Doug Steffen Good Day program, Jay Kirshner and I are here at the ready to discuss in this portion of the program some of the trending items, or at least one of the social media things that are trending about a lady that I have always thought was this. I don't know what this sounds like. Cute as a button. That's an old expression. Somebody who is just very likable, seems likable. I'm told in person she is likable. I'm talking about Jennifer Love Hewitt, who has aged because we all age, right? She's been in Hollywood since she was in her early 20s. She's been on movies, in movies, television shows, that sort of thing. Pretty recognizable. And that name attracts people's attention too, right? Don't you think so, Jay? Jennifer Love Hewitt. Yeah, but she is a love. She is talking about how she's changed how aging is perceived in her industry as to how it relates to her especially. So we'll talk about that, see if you have a thought or two as it relates to you after this.
For adults with moderate to severe plaque psoriasis who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy, now there's Skyrizi, risankizumab riza, a prescription-only 150-milligram injection. With Skyrizi, 3 out of 4 people achieve 90% clear skin at 4 months, and Skyrizi is just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Nothing and me go hand in hand. Nothing on my skin, that's my new plan. Nothing is
if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
With Skyrizi, you could achieve 90% clearer skin. Ask your doctor about the number one dermatologist prescribed biologic in psoriasis and visit Skyrizi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
Rockin' before we get to rockin' New Year's Eve, this is a good day program. So Jennifer Love Hewitt is getting older. Right. Jay's getting older. Doug's getting older. Jay, everybody's getting older, right? So,
isn't that
how do you
the way birthdays work?
Yeah, right. One after another after another. Wow, he's owie. So anyway, somebody has been, or some people have been trolling Jennifer Love Hewitt, and she has responded by talking about aging in Hollywood and how hard it is and what seems no matter what you do, you don't do anything right. She's been, as I said, in lots of... She's very recognizable, I think. So she's reacting to this criticism. I don't believe... I guess the word is troll. What? Don't you have anything better to do than look at pictures or a video of Jennifer Love Hewitt and take a shot at her because she's getting older? Hello?
Well, and then you have the added part of it. People put together these before and after photos to imply that they've had cosmetic surgery done when it's pretty much from how their age of when they came on the scene, like 17, 18, 19 years old, with how old they are now, whether it's 30, 35, 40. Of course your face looks different. The volume in your cheeks drops. Gravity exists. Yeah. Let's introduce you to that for a moment and let you know what that's all about.
Does that mean you can't act? She's an actress. And so does it, what is it, her looks, I thought, you know, she's...
These are the couch warriors who want to jump in and say that people, I mean, Renee Zellweger, when she left the scene for a little bit and came back, she was looking older, Meg Ryan has dealt with this, Jennifer Lawrence is in her early 30s, and she's already dealing with this, she came out with...
Pamela Anderson...
People are talking about with the 19-year-old photo versus her 30-year-old photo, she's like, yeah, I lost my baby fat, like, things happen, you get older...
How many babies
men don't deal with this.
No, well, that's...
Male actors don't have to deal with this.
Right. Why is it that there are not... Are we that shallow? Maybe that's the question we'll ask ourselves as we look in the mirror. Are you that shallow that you judge people by the way they look in circumstances like that? And then tisk, tisk on you, right? Who doesn't change? Well, maybe we change for the better, but we all change. 28 after the hour here on Good Day.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. You know, most puppies and dogs are inclined to jump. They, of course, see nothing wrong with this type of greeting. However, as difficult as it might be for a dog guardian to comprehend, not all people are animal lovers, and many feel uncomfortable and fearful when around a dog. And let's not forget the small child who can easily be knocked down or terrified by such a big, loving oaf. Therefore, it's the owner's responsibility to teach their dog not to jump. Now, I know what you're saying. I love my dogs to jump on me. But what I did first is I taught my dogs never to jump on anyone using their basic obedience, sit, stay, down, and come. And then I use the word puppy up. That's because I'm creative. You can use whatever word you want. I use the word puppy up to let my dogs know that now it's okay to jump. So if I have grandparents or nieces and nephews coming to the house, my dogs will never jump on them and I don't have to worry. But yet when I want to wrestle and play rough with my dogs, all I need to do is look into Skylar or Cisco's eyes, say with a smile on my face, hey guys, puppy up, and they're both jumping up on me. See, you can have the best of both worlds. I'm Warren Eckstein.
Doug Stefan with my friend Elizabeth Miller. You go to toploss.com, which is the website for Calitrin. But there's also something. I was just in there, and I was thinking when you go to a place, this time of year, everybody's online, right? They're all looking to buy things, and they have carts. You have that same cart approach so that people can go in. Because there are other things that are in there besides just Calitrin. Calitrin's number one, your signature product.
And you know, we even have Calitrin consultants who will put together custom packages for you too. So, you know, a lot of the time if somebody calls in and we start talking about what your goals are and where you're carrying your weight, the Calitrin is overall rebuilding lean muscle, revving up your metabolism.
What's the special?
Well, right now we've got our unlimited buy three, get three free. So that's that proven 90-day supply, that one with a huge 86% success rate.
Calitrin, the way to lose weight safely and naturally. Check.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. The U.S. population is climbing.
The United States experienced its largest population growth this year since the onset of the pandemic. The U.S. Census Bureau attributed the increase to a reduction in deaths and a return of immigration to pre-pandemic levels. Nearly 90% of the nation's growth occurred in the southern region. Despite this growth, the overall increase remains relatively low in historical terms. I'm John Schaefer.
According to Bill Gates, a substantial surge in technology is expected in 2024. The billionaire and former CEO of Microsoft mentioned in his annual blog post that this year marked the first time he utilized artificial intelligence for work and serious reasons. Gates expressed computer scientists will be dedicated to refining AI to bring about notable improvements. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
You'll know what's going on if you listen to my grandson. Good day.
You. This is my open letter to Santa. Here we go.
I don't want a lot for Christmas. There is just one thing I need. I just let my eyesight back without needing LASIK surgery. I'm having to wear precious stockings to ease my varicose veins. Can't you take away
to the origins of this. It's the 20th of December, Wednesday, on the Good Day program. Doug Steffen, 34 and change after the hour with Jay Kirshner. All right, so you want to give us the trail here. Actually, it wasn't intended to be as we have now, as it's turned out to be. We had a conversation, hopefully most of you heard it in the last segment of the program, about Jennifer Love Hewitt and what it's like to age in Hollywood. And so this particular brand of Christmas cheer was something that was corralled yesterday And I think your father found it, but I don't know where he found it. What is
it? No, Bob did. Our buddy
Bob found it.
Yeah.
Oh, Bob
this is from somebody on TikTok, a social media person named Shani Lee, who did this, and it is very comical.
She starts off just
belting out the good old mega hit from Mariah Carey.
Right.
And then instead of you, she adds a TH to the end and then just rolls into her own version.
Kind of cute, actually. And here, do you want to post the whole thing on our social media so people can go and listen to the whole thing? I don't know that we
want to. Do you want me to post a link to TikTok on your social media?
No. Can we find it someplace else besides on TikTok?
We will work on that. We will see what we can do.
I went to, last night, I had the first acupuncture treatment I had for a long time, because this time of year I have more time to do things that basically take care of me and my physicality. As to go back to the theme here of aging, I find some of my muscles aren't working as well as they are, and especially the cheek muscles and glute muscles and things, because I'm apparently not lifting the right way. I used to lift with my back when I was a kid, and I wrecked the lower end of my back. And so I've been, for most of my life, lifting with my legs. So now I have this wonderful, the reason I'm bringing it up, a Chinese acupuncturist who has addressed the issue of what's going on with my glute muscles in my butt. And that may not be, I've got to lift with my butt, apparently, if I'm lifting things. So after we came to that conclusion, we were talking about his trip to China. He's a native-born Chinese person, and his wife is as well, and his family is all there. So he spends 3 or 4 weeks a year in China. And he was talking about the last trip over there and how some of his relatives, some of the friends that he has over there, were taking him to task because he's become an American citizen. And he started a business, and he's doing a lot better financially, it seems, and in other ways than his cousins and friends who are back in China. And apparently they don't like it. And so he told me that I asked him some pretty specific questions about what the economy is like. He says it's in shambles, that the Chinese are angry at Americans because they've taken some of their business away. They think that because they helped us in our economy, and they did, for 40 some odd years, they've been making stuff that was cheap, and we bring it back over here and sell it and make a bigger profit because they'd make stuff cheaper. They also made stuff that wasn't as good, but it was still cheap. And so now a lot of people are out of work, and a lot of people are... And he said what it's done, which was more to the point of my bringing this up in the first place, that people are solidifying behind Xi Jinping, whatever his name is, Xi Jinping, whatever the president's name is. He's sort of solidified his stranglehold, kind of the same way Putin has, because autocrats do that. And so they have fallen in line behind him, and he can do pretty much whatever he wants, which I find disturbing. And so then we talked about the language that he speaks, because there are 6,000 different dialects in China, in Chinese language. There, how we have... Some people from Baltimore sound different. Some people from Massachusetts sound different than people in Georgia, and sound different than people in Texas. And, those are different. They are just different ways of using the English language. Well, they have the same thing, but many more of them in China. And he speaks Taiwanese. So I said to him, well, what's the scoop with Taiwan? And what do you think will happen there? And he said, well, the people of Taiwan don't want to be part of China. But this fellow Xi has made it his business, because apparently he was born in China. I don't know. I think I got that out of the conversation. And he wants Taiwan to be part of China. And that's his goal. He wants that to be that's what he wants to be. What his major accomplishment is, to bring Taiwan into the fold, into China.
And sounds kind of like Putin.
Right. Russia. Exactly. Yeah. He wants to recreate the old China, and damned what the rest of the world thinks, including the Taiwanese, who don't want to be part of China. And so this is going to be, he says that Xi is hell-bent on getting Taiwan into China at whatever cost. So there's that's a sticky wicket to be dealt with. So anyway, but I had a good, he's a very, very good acupuncturist and figures out the body. Well, he's a very interesting young man. Anyway, so that's my international relations story, international politics. Having talked to my acupuncturist, isn't that where you get, you go to the barber shop and you pick up a lot of stuff, whether it's true or not. Barbers seem to love to gossip for whatever the reason. They love to talk about whatever is going on. And are we sort of, as a radio program that deals with the issues of the day, hopefully things that matter to everybody who's listening, we dig around in some of these things. We were, back to the Jennifer Love Hewitt conversation, and something that isn't a headline, but yet it is. People talk all the time about how other people, hey, have you seen how Alice looks these days? She's getting a little fat.
It's always the woman let themselves go, and then the man is like a fine wine.
Not that fat slob who's her husband, but just her.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Or I feel like women get the comment, well, you look good for your age. Where men get the comment, you just look good. There's no for your age tag down to
I get that all the time. No, I get that. You're looking pretty good for your age. Oh, yeah, all the time.
Why do people think that's a compliment? But why do people just say you look good? Why add the for your age thing?
Hey,
that's not a compliment.
Good. No, So if you want to hear that, the beginning of the Jennifer Love Hewitt thing, just listen to the first half hour of the Good Day of the show, which is running all day, every day. As I remind you, we have the whole program that runs six times during the course of the day, so you can hear it any time of the day at gooddayshow.com. And then we have the Download Our Daily podcast, which at the moment, focusing on yesterday's program, the value of saying I love you and how wonderful it is. What does that do for your, I'm kind of rehashing it a little, but it's worth repeating. What does it do for your psyche? How, when somebody says, I love you, that just makes you kind of relax, doesn't it? Doesn't it just, like, take whatever steam there might be in you out of you? And then we talk about this business of cutting the tongues of babies so they can breastfeed properly.
Yeah, the tongue tie.
Yeah, right. Anyway, just a couple of the notes that you can hear if you didn't hear the program. Yesterday, Uri Geller, also on the program, talking about the latest from Tel Aviv, his experiences, his family's experiences as the war continues on. Here's another family story that I kind of like a lot. A Kentucky family getting something extra as they pick out the they pick out the Christmas tree. Didn't we have a story a couple of weeks ago where somebody picked out a Christmas tree, brought it home, and it had an otter or
a little possum?
Possum in it. Mm-hmm. Okay. This couple found a baby owl in their Christmas tree. What do baby owls sound like? Anyway, this lady says that she has three dogs. And they were in the room where the Christmas tree was, and she was noticing they were paying a lot of attention to the tree, and so the owl, as it turns out, just was sitting on a lower limb. It crawled up the tree over the course of a couple of days, apparently, and they found it. So I wonder, I'm not sure what they did with it. They released, I guess they got it off the tree and put it out in the backyard. So hopefully it's going to be okay. But isn't that, how would you like to, I mean, just that looking at those eyes, you'd just startling. If you went in and you didn't turn the lights on the tree on, you would have seen the eyes of the owl because the owl's eyes light up. Yeah, they do. Huh.
They're such beautiful creatures.
Yep. Excuse me, they are. All right, some of the weather things around the country. I was talking earlier about the ramifications of this storm that basically was a combination. The storm that went through where you were on Sunday, Jay, in Ohio, collided with a storm that came up from the south, and that's why New England and New York, the Northeast, got so walloped because this thing was for. Imagine if this had been snow. Good God. I probably wouldn't be on the air. I would because I have a generator, but wow. And then there's volcanoes that are erupting and earthquakes that are happening, and there's more danger. What's the earth telling us? The folks in Iceland are continuing to deal with that volcano that erupted on Monday, spewing lava all over the place yesterday. And then there are, because of that, the magma release from inside the earth causes a vacuum or a hole. So with that comes earthquakes. And we've had earthquakes there, and then there have been other earthquakes that have taken place in a couple of other locations around the globe. But the thing in Iceland is basically a big rock. You know that, right? It's all lava built. It's kind of like Hawaii, the same thing. But the rock in Iceland is smoother for whatever the reason. So they have fountains all over the place of the summer.
Yeah, the infamous Blue Lagoon is.
Yeah, right.
Mm-hmm.
320 earthquakes. One of them measured 4.1 on the Richter scale, erupted in the last couple of days. So this is a lot more than ever has been recorded in this part of Iceland. But this is something. I think Iceland, I'm told, I've only stopped there, you know, plane landing in the airport and you take off. I never really got out. But I've always wanted to go there. You have to capture it in like 3 or 4 months because otherwise you'll not enjoy the weather, apparently. And then, because of the weather, passengers on a cruise ship who were expecting to go to the Bahamas ended up in Brooklyn. They were supposed to go make some stops on the East Coast and then go to the Bahamas, but they never got out of the East Coast. Imagine how disappointed they might have been, right? Because I want to go to Bahamas is great this time of year. Let's go. 48 after the hour here on Good Day.
Are you a victim of the timeshare trap and think there's no way out? I'm Chuck McDowell, founder of Wesley Financial Group, the original timeshare cancellation expert. And I'm here to tell you that there is a way out. All you need to do is give my office a call. I will send you a timeshare exit information kit absolutely free, explaining how the timeshare industry works and your options for cancellation.
Call Wesley now for your free info kit, 800-857-5656. That's 800-857-5656.
You know that look you get when a loved one opens up a gift and you know that you've nailed it? The perfect present? Well, we have just the gift to get that look. Hands-free Skechers slip-ins. Because with hands-free Skechers slip-ins, you just step into them and they're on. There's no bending down to the ground and you never have to touch your shoes. So how do hands-free Skechers slip-ins work? It's like there's a built-in shoehorn in the heel so your foot slides into place. Find slip-ins at a Skechers store, Skechers.com, or wherever stylish footwear is sold.
Hey, you. Yeah, you. This is your dentist. Do me a favor and feel the front of your teeth. How grimy are they?
Ugh.
It's time for a Crest Pro Health Reality Checkup. That grime is the buildup of plaque bacteria that can cause cavities in just months. You need to switch to Crest Pro Health. While most toothpaste stop working in minutes, Crest Pro Health's antibacterial fluoride protects for up to 12 hours to stop cavities before they start. So fix them up on the way home. Smile. Crest has you covered.
Dell's holiday event is one of their biggest sales of the year. Shop limited-time deals on laptops like the stylish, innovative XPS 13, engineered to do it all on the Intel Evo platform. Plus, save big on ultra-sharp monitors and top-brand accessories. It's the perfect time to upgrade any home, business, or gaming setup powered by Intel Core processors. Shop now at Dell.com/deals to take advantage of huge savings and free shipping on everything. Again, that's Dell.com/deals.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea.
The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read one. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered from a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious, he almost died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives that were more affordable, he tried Extendivite. Since taking it, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our fifth bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
After the hour, Doug's Good Day program with Jay. It's time for food, farm, and family information, including having a drink on the house here. I guess it's National Sangria Day. Going back to the early Greeks and the Romans, used to mix their wine with sugar and spices and everything nice.
And everything nice.
they were called, Hippocras. Heated. Kind of like mullet wine is. Listen, I'm not the expert when it comes to all of this stuff. I don't drink. I remember when I was younger, people tried to get me to drink sangria because it was sweet, right? And the things that happen, does wine age and does the taste change because of the bacteria that's in the tank where it ages? Is that what happens?
I think it's like the fermentation process more so.
But fermentation comes when bacteria is in.
Yeah, it's like that good bacteria, yeah.
Right, yeah. Okay.
Yeah, and then you have the bottles of wine that I always used to, I don't really drink anymore, but I always used to think that the bourbon barrel aged wines were always so delicious. But I know that there are some wines, if you have it in the bottle and you keep it at the house, and, it ages like a fine wine, and the longer you keep it, the better it tastes. But then there are some wines that it's just like, if it's aging too much, if it's not that great of a wine, it just gets stanky.
All right, we're going to ask Jennifer. She's the expert on wine. We'll put that aside and keep going here. Rather, 20,000 pounds of TGI Friday boneless chicken have been recalled. So if you've purchased in a grocery store a bag of TGI Friday's honey barbecue boneless chicken bites, you better bring them back. Don't open them. Don't cook them. They have, look at this list. How many tons? Like 14 tons of this stuff. That's around the country. The supplier, Simmons Prepared Foods, voluntarily recalled the product. They say the bites were contaminated with extraneous materials. Wow. Pieces of plastic, among other things. What in the world? Again, this is really... Anyway, so the chicken bites were shipped to retail locations all over the country. So here's what you do. You have chicken bites, anything that's got the label on it that comes from TGI Friday that you bought in the store, bring it back, get your money back, and get some money also for your time. Do not eat anything that you bought in a grocery store that has TGI Friday on it. All right? Just don't. That's the end of that. Here's a recall of spinach products because of a health risk on the part of Fresh Express. Say that again, Doug. There it is. Fresh Express. Recall of Fresh Express spinach. Say that 100 times fast. Fresh Express spinach. Fresh Express. Anyway, don't. This is the end. Any of this stuff that's in packages, it's just not good. Buy the stuff that's out on the counter or in it's loose so you can inspect it. Because otherwise you leave yourself open to listeria in this case, which is the worst of all of the three. E. coli and salmonella, they're bad, but listeria is worse. Really knock the hell out of you. So anyway, anything that Fresh Express, this is let's see, mostly southern states, Alabama, Florida, Georgia. And the reason that I use Fresh Express is because, wait a minute, something's crawling across my...
Got it. Nope, not yet.
It's one of those pine bugs things that smell. Now my studio is going to smell like it.
Oh, those stink bugs?
The stink bugs, yeah.
Yeah, where like they look so cute and sweet, but they are a little bit stinky. And if you don't get them out of your house, they invite their friends in.
Yeah, yucka bunga. I've been knocking them off right and left here the last 3 or 4 days. All right, anyway, where am I? Oh, the spinach. Don't buy it, or
with
if you have one, bring it back. Right. Maybe feed it to the stink bugs, which is anything else. All right, there's a Chang Farm recall of mung bean sprouts. All right, this is an outfit that's in western Massachusetts, distributes all around the country. Mung bean sprouts. I don't even know what that is. Right? Mung... To me,
those are those. If you get anything that's those like thick white bean sprouts, they're small still, but a little bit thicker than your typical like alfalfa sprouts.
Some macro diets or maybe micro
diets. They're on a lot of things.
Yeah. All right. Bring them back. Get your money back. They're all over the Northeast, especially Chang Farm, Nature's Wonder Mung bean sprouts. Bring them back. Get your money back. That's it.
I know I need to pay attention to my health, but I just can't seem to find the time. Between rushing to work and taking care of the kids, there's not much time left over for me. So I decided to start small by eating more fruits and vegetables and being more active. And then I got the family to make some changes too. We started by keeping a bowl of fresh fruit on the counter, and I limit the amount of sweet snacks I keep in the house. I've also found some creative ways to add more vegetables to our meals. We're taking more walks, and on the weekends, we head down to the pool at the rec center. It doesn't happen every day, but it does happen. You don't have to change your entire life to be healthier. Just make some simple changes and include your family. You'll see how easy and fun it can be.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard, and when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.